Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody, for being here today. Today, I will share with you some of the data of a research program that was looking at the use of municipal biosolids as an alternative nutrient source for the production of elephant grass as a bioenergy crop. The approach I will use today through this presentation, I hope to give you a better understanding of why we're looking at elephant grass in municipal biosolids in the state of Florida. And I will specifically talk about two experiments that looked at management practices, season of application, and incorporation of municipal biosolids, and their effects on the organic natural mineralization and elephant grass dry matter yields. Brief introduction about elephant grass. Scientific name is Penicetum purpureum. It was introduced in the United States in the 1913s. It has its origins in tropical Africa. And one of the main characteristics that actually make elephant grass a potential lignocellulosic feedstock is its high dry matter yields. Research done in the 1980s, as well as recent publications, have consistently reported elephant grass among the highest yields across the southeastern United States, with yields up to 30 to 40 megagrams per hectare per year. So such high dry matter yields do require an adequate supply of nutrients. And we're looking at municipal biosolids as an alternative source to supply those nutrients. One of the main characteristics of municipal biosolids is that they are a byproduct of wastewater treatment plants. They are recognized as a high volume, low analysis, slow release fertilizers. And one of the things with biosolids is that, as many other organic sources of nutrients, when you apply these biosolids on a nitrogen-based fertilization program, there's potential for over-application of phosphorus. I will not be talking about this specific point today, but I have to tell you that as part of this research program, in another experiment, we're looking at soil characteristics as well as nutrient and phosphorus removal from elephant grass. When we look at total nitrogen concentrations of nitrogen in the biosolids, this is classified as a class AA biosolid, comes from the city of Ocala in Florida. Total nitrogen concentration is approximately 6%. When we looked at the plant available or mineral forms of nitrogen in the material, ammonium and nitrate, we can see that from that 6%, approximately 2% is actually in plant available forms. So if organic nitrogen mineralization has to occur in order for that nitrogen to become plant available. So we set up two experiments. In experiment one, we're interested in looking at the season and incorporation of biosolids effects on organic nitrogen mineralization. In experiment two, we looked at the effect of incorporation of biosolids on elephant grass dry matter yields. For experiment one, the questions we wanted to answer were, are there any seasonal differences in organic nitrogen mineralization rates and extent associated with measurements of temperature and rainfall? And what is the effect of incorporation of biosolids on organic nitrogen mineralization rates and extent? To answer these questions, we used a technique that has been also used by other researchers, especially when looking at the composition of grass litter. And we placed 25 grams of municipal biosolids in 75 micrometer mesh polyester bags. Those bags were placed in the field, and they were collected at different incubation times. Notice that our last incubation time covers approximately a one-year period. And so we put these bags in the field. We collected the bags at different incubation times. We replicated this experiment four times. And for a given experimental unit, we put three sets of bags. So in a given collection date, we collected three sampling units from a given experimental unit. That's a total of 12 bags per collection date. That's a brief picture of how we manufacture our bags. We cut the polyester bags, and we actually heat seal them in the edges. And that's the way the bags look when they are going to be applied in the field. To look at the seasonal effect, applying the material in spring versus summer application, the pictures that you are seeing actually are the cages that we had to build to put our bags in the field. Each cage corresponds to an experimental unit. And this part of the experiment was done in South Central Florida in the Rancho Cucamonga Research and Education Center. This experiment was conducted in 2007 and 2008. When we look at the weather conditions, for both years. The arrows in these graphs correspond to the time when the bugs were applied in the field, and those times correspond to the period that elephant grass was actively growing in the field. In the case of summer, summer in Florida tends to have higher temperatures and higher rainfall as opposed to spring with lower temperatures and lower rainfall. To look at the effect of incorporation, we use the same technique, the bugs, and we incorporated the bugs or placed the bugs approximately 5 centimeters below the soil surface. This part of the experiment was done in North Central Florida in the Beef Research Unit. To measure organic nitrogen mineralization, we measured the initial amount of organic nitrogen in the bugs. We put the bugs in the field, collected them at different incubation times, and then measured organic nitrogen again. So the amount of organic nitrogen that is missing inside the bugs, that's what we call organic nitrogen mineralized. And we define organic nitrogen as total nitrogen minus the sum of ammonium and nitrate nitrogen. We fitted some equations or models to our data. These first-order kinetic models have been also used by other researchers when you're looking at similar materials. In this case, Y corresponds to organic nitrogen mineralized and the percentage of organic nitrogen mineralized. AB are the constant, K is the decay constant, and T is our incubation time in days. When we look at the results from the year 2007, on the x-axis, we've got days in the field, y-axis, percent of organic nitrogen mineralized. The blue points correspond to the application of the material in spring. The black squares correspond to the application in summer. And the lines correspond to the model fitted to our data. So as we can see from the graph, when the material was applied in summer, organic nitrogen mineralized approximately 50 days after application. When the material was applied in spring, organic nitrogen mineralized approximately 150 days after application. When we look at the results of 2008, same format for the data. For this case, again, when material is applied in summer, organic nitrogen mineralized approximately 50 days. When the material was applied in spring, organic nitrogen mineralization level off approximately 200 days after application. Total extent of organic nitrogen mineralization for both years ranges in between 35 to 40% of the initial amount of organic nitrogen in the bags. So something interesting in this graph, if we looked at the first four collection dates from spring, the blue points, we can see that those points are pretty much level off, which is telling us that there's not too much organic nitrogen mineralization going on in there. And it's not that we did not expect these results, given that organic nitrogen mineralization is a biological-driven process. But so we would have expected lower temperatures and rainfall to result in lower mineralization rates. But with this data, we have a better idea about not only the extent of the mineralization, but as well as the rate that mineralization occurs. When we look at the effect of the incorporation, same format. In this case, the red triangles correspond to the bugs incorporated. The blue points correspond to the bug surface applied. We can see again that organic nitrogen mineralized approximately 50 days after application in the field. But for this case, when the biosolid was incorporated, mineralization was approximately 100 grams per kilogram greater when incorporated versus surface application of biosolids. So in summary, for experiment one, when organic nitrogen was applied in summer, mineralization level off approximately 50 days. When it was applied in spring, it leveled off approximately 150 to 200 days. In organic nitrogen mineralization, due to incorporation increased organic nitrogen mineralization approximately 22% compared when the material is surface applied. Our second experiment, we were interested in using yields as a measurement of that organic nitrogen mineralization from the material when the material is incorporated versus surface applied. So the questions we wanted to answer are there any difference in elephant grass yields and nutrient removal when biosolids are incorporated versus surface applied? This experiment was conducted in the South Central Florida, again, in the Ranch Cattle Research and Education Center. We used existing plots of elephant grass, replicated these plots in a complete randomized block design, and the size of the plots was 16 square square meters. We have three treatments. All three treatments supply a total rate of 350 kilograms nitrogen per hectare per year. Treatment one, all the nitrogen was supplied from ammonium nitrate surface supply. Treatment two and three, the nitrogen was supplied based on a total nitrogen basis of the material from biosolids, and the material was surface applied and incorporated. To achieve incorporation, we actually use a hand rake to slightly mix and disturb the topsoil soil layer after application of the biosolid. So it's not a deep plow, but it's actually slightly disturbing the topsoil layer once the material is applied in the field. When we look at the results of this experiment, specifically the yields, we can see that the dry matter yields of elephant grass when nitrogen was supplied from ammonium nitrate and biosolids incorporated were equivalent, and those two yields were greater compared than when the nitrogen supplied from biosolids, when biosolids were surface applied. When we look at the removals, again, for nitrogen and phosphorus removal, the trends were similar, being greater nitrogen and phosphorus removal when biosolids were incorporated versus surface applied biosolids. So in summary, for experiment two, incorporation of biosolid has had a positive effect on dry matter yields, nitrogen and phosphorus removal. The yields when biosolids were incorporated were equivalent to the yields when nitrogen was supplied using ammonium nitrate, and those were greater than when the biosolids were surface applied. To wrap up these two experiments and a brief summary of them, from experiment one, we learned that when we apply the material in summer, hotter conditions, higher rainfall, organic nitrogen mineralization level off 50 days after application. When the material is applied in the spring, it takes longer, approximately 150 to 200 days of application. And incorporation of the municipal biosolids increased mineralization by 22%. From experiment two, biosolids do represent an alternative to commercial fertilizers. Incorporation had a positive effect, and as such, it's strongly recommended as a management tool to maximize efficiency of nutrient utilization and yield. Some of the thoughts that came after this research for future research opportunities is to actually establish correlation between organic nitrogen mineralization rates and plant responses, to evaluate different methods of incorporation of biosolids under different production systems. I'm thinking whether you are using biosolids to supply nutrients when talking about cool season grasses versus warm season grasses, or even if there's any chance of slightly incorporating or mixing that biosolid with the topsoil layer when you are overseeding, and to also validate organic nitrogen mineralization models proposed in the literature with long-term field incubation studies. So with that, I'll take any questions that you might have.
We have time for several questions.
Yes.
You got to look like your yield responses and nitrogen removals were greater than the 22% increase in organic mineralization. Do you have any thoughts as to why that would
be
incorporated versus unincorporated?
Right. I calculated that percent just yesterday, so it's approximately 32% greater, the yield. So what I'm thinking is once biosolid is actually incorporated, there's probably greater mineralization. It's actually the material is in contact with the soil particles as opposed to the material being in the bags. So that might be one of the explanations for that response. So maybe we are still underestimating organic nitrogen mineralization when using these materials, although that's the closest we were able to. That was probably the best choice we had to actually conduct this experiment in the field. And our results actually, when comparing to other experiments in laboratory incubation studies, are quite similar. So we felt pretty confident about that. Yes?
When the material is re-wetted, is there very much volatilization loss? Are there any other studies that have looked at volatilization loss of the material on the surface as it's re-wet?
As it's re-wet? I've seen studies done in laboratory, not in the field, and I assume there's depends where you apply the material. So this is a field incubation study as opposed to a laboratory, but I cannot really tell you what's the fate of that nitrogen. That's probably
like some of the difference that you're seeing.
Some of the difference in
what you were just talking about, the percentage difference.
Right.
Some of that nitrogen.
Right, might be enhancing organic nitrogen mineralization or maybe reducing losses as well, but we don't really know about that.
Have time for one more question.
About the four sides of the island there, 75 microns. How
is this? We used some of the information provided in literature. Other studies use the same technique, but look into mineralization of grass litter. And then, so that was our starting point. And then we compare some of the studies done with different techniques, like using salt columns in laboratories with similar materials, and results were similar. So there's no reason to think that organic nitrogen might be actually leaching out from the bags as a particle itself, as opposed to actually being mineralized.
I think we have one more question here. Somebody have a question?
The material itself, what's the proportion of organic nitrogen? What's the form of nitrogen in the biosolid?
For this biosolid, it's a class AA biosolid, it was approximately 6% total nitrogen. From that, 98% is in organic forms.
So proteins, things like that?
I cannot tell you what form, but it's in the organic form of nitrogen in there. So
small amounts of inorganic.
Right, that's how we measure the inorganics and the total. So the difference, it's the organic content.
Okay, let's give the author a minute.